News, Mitchell and Mason on News Talk 780 KOH. I'm Dan Mason. Ross Mitchell's got the day off, but Lisa Johnson Mandel does not, because it is time for to find out what the new movies are at homeinhollywood.com, of course, and on Twitter at homeinhollywood. Lisa, good morning. Good to have you here again on Friday morning.
Thank you. Always great to be here.
So I'm hearing a lot of buzz about this new update of Tomb Raider and actress by the name of Alicia Vikander, which a lot of folks may not know a lot about.
Oh, you know, she's a Swedish actress. She's really great. She's Academy Award nominated. And I have to tell you up front, I did not want to see this film because I had my fill of video game based franchise 15 years ago when Angelina Jolie donned the skin tight tank top and fatigues. And, you know, I was pleasantly surprised. This one's rousing, it's compelling, it's got a great story, and a brand new resourceful yet down-to-earth Lara Croft in Alicia Vikander. Mm. Oh, she's great.
Yeah.
This reboot is less about titillating teenage gamers, and it's more about telling the tale of a budding adventuress finding her footing. There's a female hero, female villain, that's fun, but there are also guys on both ends of that spectrum. There's Daniel Wu, who's a good guy, and Walton Goggins, who's a bad guy, and they're both great, too.
Oh, yeah.
So this is just a decent, satisfying popcorn movie, and very unexpected.
Well, those are often the best movies, right? You just grab the popcorn and sit down, and it's just fun to watch.
Exactly. Exactly. Rousing rum through the jungle.
So good rating for you on that one.
Oh, yeah. I highly recommend it.
All right. Love, Simon is another movie that a lot of folks have been talking about, too. What'd you think?
Yeah. Now, that is really unexpected as well. It's about a high school boy dealing with coming out. And even though it's a very current topic, it still has the kind of same warm and shiny innocence of teen films from the 1980s.
Yeah.
Like Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Oh. I kind of call this a Ferris Bueller's Day Off for this generation because there are a number of nods to it in the movie. It's about a controversial topic, but it's treated as a sweet teen rom-com rather than as a strident reality-based social statement. And it's pretty much what you'd expect from the pros who made it. You've got director Greg Berlanti, who does Riverdale, The Flash, and Supergirl, and then some of the writers from This Is Us behind it.
Has Greg Berlanti done much in the way of feature films so far? I mean, mostly what I've heard about him is mostly the TV stuff.
Yeah, he has. It's leaving me right now, but the TV stuff that he's done is mostly CW shows, which are definitely directed at teens. So, you know, he's a fitting director to tackle this one.
All right.
And, you know, it's sweet rather than strident. I think a lot of people were expecting something much more controversial.
Or preachy, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's not that at all.
Oh,
it's just a fun teen movie. You've got Josh Duhamel in it and Jennifer Garner playing the very perky parents.
That's good.
As you know, how parents are in almost all teen films, that kind of clueless but good-natured parents. And so it's got, you know, those elements to it. It's much softer and gentler than what you might be thinking you're getting into.
All right. Well, it sounds like two worthwhile films to consider for the weekend.
Yes, they were both surprises, and I don't think either one of them is going to beat Black Panther as far as box office numbers go. I think it's going to be number one again.
Black Panther, by the time it's all said and done, is going to really rack up some big numbers, isn't it?
Isn't that the truth? It passed $1 billion this week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Lisa Johnson Mandel at homeinhollywood.com and on Twitter at homeinhollywood. Good to catch up with you as always, Lisa. Thank you.
Thank you.